December 13, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. What to pray for? Men ought always to pray and not faint, Luke 18:1. You cannot intercede if you do not believe in the reality of the redemption. You will turn intercession into futile sympathy with human beings, which will only increase their submissive content to being out of touch with God. In intercession, you bring the person or the circumstance that impinges on you before God until you are moved by his attitude towards that person or that circumstance. Intercession means filling up that which is behind the afflictions of Christ. And that is why there are so few intercessors. Intercession is put on the line of put yourself in his place. Never try to put yourself in God's place. As a worker, be careful to keep pace with the communications of reality from God, or you will be crushed. If you know too much, more than God has engineered for you to know, you cannot pray. The condition of the people is so crushing that you cannot get through to reality. Our work lies in coming into definite contact with God about everything, and we shirk it by becoming active workers or active prayers. We do the things that can be tabulated, but we will not intercede. Intercession is the one thing that has no snares because it keeps our relationship with God completely open. The thing to watch in intercession is that no soul is patched up. The soul must get through into contact with the life of God. Think of the number of souls God has brought up out our path, and we have dropped them. When we pray on the ground of redemption, God creates something he can create in no other way than through intercessory prayer. That's the end of Oswald's text. The reality of redemption is the reality that we, as human beings, can do no good thing. But God did all of the work of bringing us back and reconciling us to God and making us perfect before God in Jesus Christ. Intercession, or what we call intercession so often in Christian circles, turns into a time of praying sympathetically, as from our human sympathy, rather than a time of praying with an intimate knowledge of what God or the Holy Spirit wants to be praying for that individual. What I mean is, usually when we pray for someone who is sick, we ask for a healing, rather than possibly God doesn't want a healing. We're rarely open to that possibility. We assume God always wants healing, which is not necessarily true. He does, in a sense, always want healing, but it's healing of another sort. It is healing of the soul. It is redemption of the human being in restoring the soul to the place that was lost in the garden. The spirit within a man died when that man chose defiance, active or passive, rebellion against God. The spirit of a man is only restored when it is redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Prayer should never be along the line of my sympathy for someone's circumstance, someone's pain, or someone's condition. Rather, we should be always, ever, and only in the prayer room, speaking to the Father as an intimate conversation with him alone through the Holy Spirit, loving on him and bringing the circumstances that are on the prayer list into that conversation as we connect intimately and completely with the heart of God. Then and only then will we know what to pray or how to pray as an intercessor for the person or the circumstance about which we are praying. Be careful as a worker, he says, that we will easily be trapped in the snare of wanting to see the effectiveness of our prayers and maybe even recount them as a matter of confirmation that we are doing God's will and praying in his will. Also be aware that what appears to be an answer to prayer of our prayer may not be an answer that was engineered by God, but was something that would have happened anyway. But you can always be assured when you are praying in absolute, seamless, holy conversation directly to your Father, directly about your relationship with him and drawing close to his heart, the Spirit of God within you will reveal and speak the prayer that needs to be offered as an intercessory offering for someone in need. God, again, is mostly interested in healing of the spirit of a man and the restoration through redemption, always, regardless of the physical ailments or the physical circumstances. If God will be glorified by a miraculous healing, he will do so. If God will be glorified through your intercessory prayer, it will only happen if the Holy Spirit is doing the praying within you and your prayer is full of the unction of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit prays healing.